This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The battering winter storm knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses across the United States on Saturday left millions more to worry about the prospect of further outages and crippling emergency response efforts with an airport in snowbound New York State. Across the country, officials have attributed at least 18 deaths to exposure, icy car crashes, and other effects of the storm, including two people who died in their homes outside Buffalo, New York, when emergency crews could not reach them amid historic blizzard conditions. The U.S. military agency, known for tracking Santa Claus as he delivers presents on Christmas Eve, does not expect COVID or the bomb cyclone hitting North America to affect St. Nick's global travels. Lieutenant General David Nahum is a NORAD official based in Anchorage, Alaska.
We don't know what Santa's route is. We watch it real time. We pick him up with our surveillance systems. And very often we have fighters that sit alert, and very often we'll send fighters up there too, just to say hi and wave, and the pilots enjoy it.
NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, is responsible for monitoring and defending the skies above North America. The agency this year plans to have about 1,500 volunteers working on Christmas Eve to field phone calls from children who want to know Santa's location and delivery schedule. Russian shells continue to pummel the south Ukrainian city of Kherson on Saturday, killing at least 10 people, injuring 55 in the city that Moscow's troops were forced to abandon last month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, just back from a trip to Washington, posted photos of the wreckage on his social media accounts. This is VOA News. The Taliban government on Saturday ordered all foreign and domestic non-governmental groups in Afghanistan to suspend employing women, allegedly because some female employees did not wear the Islamic headscarf. They also separately banned women from attending religious classes at the mosque in the capital of Kabul. The bans are the latest restrictive moves by Afghanistan's new rulers against women's rights and freedoms, coming just days after the Taliban banned female students from attending universities across the country. Afghan women have since demonstrated in major cities against the ban, a rare sign of a domestic protest since the Taliban seized power last year. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the virus outbreaks that are hammering China.
Some hospitals are turning away ambulances. Relatives of sick people are searching for open beds, and patients are slumped on benches in corridors and lying on floors. Medical resources in China's villages and towns, home to about 50 million of China's 1.4 billion people, lag far behind those of big cities. I'm Julie Walker.
Congress has given final passage to legislation changing the law that governs the certification process of presidential contests. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The House has passed an overhaul of the Electoral Count Act as part of its massive end-of-the-year spending bill after the Senate approved identical wording Thursday. The 1887 law has been long criticized as confusing and poorly written. The legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for a signature. Biden, in a statement, said the provisions will help ensure that the will of the people will be preserved. The measure is the most significant legislative response Congress has made yet to former President Donald Trump's aggressive efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Norman Hall, Washington.
Kurdish activists, left-wing politicians, and anti-racism groups demonstrated Saturday in Paris after three people were killed at a Kurdish cultural center in an attack that prosecutors say was racially motivated. The shooting in a bustling neighborhood of central Paris also wounded three people and stirred up concern about hate crimes against minority groups at a time when far-right voices have gained prominence in France and around Europe in recent years. The suspected attacker was wounded and is in custody. He is a 69-year-old Parisian who was charged last year with attacking migrants and was released earlier this month. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.